sorry. Well, you're a minute late, and I thought maybe you finally went to Alabama.
No. I didn't realize I was a minute late. I found myself being right on time.
Well, I see, there are all kinds of times, right?
Yeah.
So I went to this website called Time and Date, and it says it's 9:01:47, so you called a minute late.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I am not sure even of my atomic clocks. I have two atomic clocks in the bedroom, and they are 3 minutes apart. It's like, oh, okay.
That don't make sense, does it?
Well, very likely one of them doesn't connect.
Yeah.
So what I normally do is around the time when the time change comes, I put one of them in the window, or I mean one is close to the window, so they won't even change the time until I fut around, you know. Oh, thank you for the card.
Okay.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't either.
What were you saying?
I have no idea.
Why did you say it then?
I don't know. At the time, it seemed the right thing to do.
You really don't understand? So, like, let's start over again?
No, I have no idea.
It sounded to me like a Dear John letter. Oh, okay. So now that covers one. And what do you mean by that?
I mean,
what way?
Wife.
Oh, got the new wife. Why do you need a wife?
Getting a new wife.
Why do you need a new wife?
Because I don't have the old.
No, why do you need a new wife?
I don't need one. I didn't want one.
Doesn't or does? You do want one?
Yeah. Kind of like to have one around.
Because? No, really. No. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just trying to find out.
Somebody to talk to. Share life with. Enjoy each other's company.
Let me muscle test something. Yeah. Okay. I just read an article on psychopathy. Okay. Or actually, no, not psychopathy. On narcissism.
Okay.
And so I muscle tested if you are a narcissist. What do you think it said?
Probably am.
Yeah, that's what it said. Yeah, I am still, like, so far from understanding, because in this regard, it seems everybody, or almost everybody on Earth right now, is like that. You know, it was my birthday this week, and my brother called, which is, I think it is the second time he called. The first time when my mother died, so that was 24 years ago.
Hey, if he calls once every 24 years, I guess that's
good. No, I really love this brother.
Okay.
So it didn't do anything for me to love him, but we were 2 years apart. And if nothing else, the Sunday mornings, you know, we woke up, kids, we were in the same room, the two kids, really young. I think when I was about six, my parents moved him out. Am I feeling your Your anxiety? Yeah. What's up with that?
I'm getting set up today.
You setting, getting what?
I'm getting set up.
Set up for what?
to be with a female.
Oh, so you don't want to talk to me?
No. You asked me about my anxiety.
Please don't bring the anxiety to a call.
Oh, well, don't ask me about it.
No, but I can't avoid it, and it's really difficult to because one of the way you echo what I'm saying is with your emotions. So you're bringing emotions that don't belong, and it's very hard for me. So I'm not trying to rip you off, okay? Be as anxious as you want to be. Just know that it's not good for me. I experience no echo, and I have to. So, for instance, if you drop a pebble into the water, and it generates an atomic explosion, you get really confused, right?
Yeah.
It's like, did I do that?
Yeah.
How did I do that?
Right.
And then you can't pay attention to what the heck you're doing. You're trying to repeat it so that you really get that you did that. But I didn't do that because I didn't do that. So try to like redirect and bring your attention, or we'll just have a conversation next week, or when you have a new wife.
I don't think I'll have one by next week.
Then it's going to be next year. I mean, so you really need to understand. I respect you. I am grateful, etc. But I, other than one call in a blue moon, I will not have a call for your sake. I know it's really selfish. No, I know it is, but that's just our arrangement, right? Or I charge you. Because if I have to listen to you, I'm going to charge you.
That would be only fair.
Well, that's what people pay for. For me to listen to them and keenly keep my attention on what they are feeling so that I can give them feedback, because people get information from their emotions, but they don't feel them. So then I have to feel them for them and inform them what their emotions are saying. It's hard work.
It is. I agree.
Well, it's not like hard work, like I have to work hard. No, it's hard. It's like hard on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I charge a pretty penny. Not like... It's their fault. It's not their fault, but that's why they hired me, because I can do that, but it's hard on me. When I hear something interesting, are you ready to actually hear me?
Yes.
All right, this energy that, I don't know, I asked Source to duplicate Mr. T's and Gopal's energy back in 2004, I think. Long fucking, sorry. Long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still having it.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. But now I know what it is, right? So I can have it in the right context. Don't worry about it. I'll include it as a background noise. So just feel whatever you feel, and I'll just include it. I can deal with it now that I know what it is. Don't have to like it. I don't. So I created it a long, long time ago, and I told everybody it's really strong. Now, where did that statement come from? Well, from the amount of energy it took to transmit it. So I assume that it's so hard because the energy is very strong. But the truth in the matter, it's so hard because it's so hard. But the energy is strong, but I don't have to limit how long it's transmitted. The dudes, the T and the Gopal, did 3-minute sessions. But the energy wasn't continuous.
Right.
It was like bursts. So they would do a burst every 30 seconds, and they survived, right? Because generating the energy is what I confused with how strong it is, or how long somebody should allow it to come down. Well, I am learning that I can use it 24/7. If I can sleep with it, right? Or if I have no work that I have to listen to, or whatever, right? And it is doing continuous work. And, let's just tell the truth, okay? It's like, I don't want to tell the truth, but I will tell the truth, okay? So I separated off Gopal. Because I know that the Gopal energy is like the roto-rooter, like a chiseler. It chisels off what shouldn't be there. Did I just make any sense?
The energy chisels off what shouldn't be there. In other words, like if there's a mountain of stuff there, it chisels just a little bit of it at a time.
Well, okay, so it's important does the mountain need to be there, right? So there are things that are there, like your flesh, right? And it should be there. It should be where it is, right? Unless you want surgery that makes you slimmer, right? Then you can chisel away some fat. But I don't think Gopal does chisel fat. So we are talking about blockages. So I first learned what the Gopal does is first of all, it goes where it wants to go. So you have no control, doesn't even accept suggestions. It's like, fuck off. It's like, okay, I'm fucking off.
You can just release it into the body and it goes wherever it wants to go.
Yes, it has its mind of its own. It's pretty darn intelligent, much more intelligent than I would be. Because it goes in a certain order that I have to sit with it and says, why are you doing that first?
Yeah.
First of all, one of the things it does, makes sure that your intestines are clean as a whistle, because when the chiseled off stuff comes, it needs to leave the body fast. You know? Or it will go back to places where it's even worse. So, for instance, one of the causes of death is a separated piece of plaque in the artery that goes to the brain or the someplace, right? And it causes a deadly blockage, or the lungs, or the heart, and it blocks the flow. And it expands like a balloon, and it explodes. That's how my father died. So it's not a bad way to die. But if you're not interested in dying right now, like, not right now. No, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nice death is nice death, but not now.
Yeah.
Right? Then you better not chisel away bricks, right?
Right.
So it didn't touch my arteries until the sesame oil made it absolutely and completely, how do you call that? It's not supple, but liquid. Okay, so it wouldn't block. Well, that's very intelligent, right?
Yeah.
So how the heck does it know? It wouldn't have touched it. Or, for instance, it hasn't gotten to my lower legs, my calves, that hurt when I walk. And I asked that last night, so you haven't cleaned my calves? And it said, no, it's coming, but not yet. And I was like, what the fuck, right? Why not do them first? they inconvenience me the most, right? Are you sure you are okay?
As long as I know.
You want to talk about getting yourself a wife?
No. No, it's not necessary. You're concerning me now because are you feeling something that I don't know about?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, I wouldn't say that. I can feel that your whole being wants to go and deal with what you think is the most important thing for you, and not this conversation.
Well, I honestly don't have anything that I'm aware of anywhere in my house or in my memory or anything that I feel like I should go take care of, except for this phone call.
All right, so I'll repeatedly remind you to look, okay? All right, so anyway, so where was I? The energy, right? So it's intelligent, and it is moving, and it works the way it wants to work. It's not really, how do you call that, innate to me to be humble, okay?
Okay.
Not really.
You don't automatically go there.
No. Humility is a learned behavior for me. You know?
And you haven't learned it yet. Is that what you mean?
No. No, I did learn it, but it's a behavior. I have to consciously control it.
Yeah.
It's not my true nature. My true nature is to not be humble. So what do I mean by humility? Humility, my understanding, how I use the word humility, okay, is that I will obey to something or someone smarter than me. That's what humility means. I open up myself to be directed, to be told, instead of me telling. That's humility. So given that that's humility, the students of mine who have high about me score are not humble, even if they behave as if they were. They are not humble. They are just humoring me, right? They are humoring me in a way that they don't really mean what they are doing. They don't mean I'll do what you say. No, they say as long as you talk, I'm going to shut up. Very inauthentic, right? And then they don't learn. I can hear it more or less, okay, depending on the number, in their partner calls, okay? So they get on the call, and I can hear if the person who is not talking, okay, because the rules are the partner calls is one talks, the other one is not even a peep. I don't want to hear your background noise. I don't want to hear your breathing. I don't want to hear that you are liking it or disliking it. I don't want to hear you. Yeah, but it doesn't mean I won't feel them, right?
Yeah.
So I can tell whether they are listening or they are doing their shopping list, cooking or whatever in the background. There's a lot of time to do anything because at one side of the call is at least half an hour. Sometimes it's a lot longer, right? So I can tell, and then if I couldn't tell, when it becomes their turn, I can tell if they are pausing to get to their part. If they can start right away, they weren't listening. Yeah? They weren't even pretending to listen. They thought that their job is to wait for their turn. Get that, right?
Yeah.
I wait until it's my turn, and in the meantime, I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do, mostly rehearse my own talk in my head.
Yeah.
Let's look, okay. And that number or that behavior is consistent with people's about me score, which is the opposite, the reverse, the inverse, actually, of humility. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you have a 91% about me score, let's say, then your humility score is 9 out of 100, right?
Right.
Low. You need at least 70, 80 to get from A to B to actually really benefit from my programs, from the playground or any program.
Yeah.
Because you can't hear what's being said. You can only hear yourself. You don't want to hear it. Do you know what's yours?
No, I don't know.
What do you think? Judging from how much of what I am saying lands.
I'd say probably maybe 8.
Of 100? Okay, let me measure. Okay, so right now it's lower, okay?
Wow.
It's one. Right now it's a one. And of course, who is surprised? I'm not me. Because right now you are most occupied by wanting to solve your problem. I want to be able, see, especially having to talk to me. Your main concern is I want somebody who says to me. I mean, right?
What?
You want somebody who listens to you instead of you having to listen to somebody else.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. No, but that's what it must be.
Yeah.
Because our call triggers it.
Oh, okay.
So there is an element. I mean, most of the people, okay, that have volunteered to be listeners, okay, they volunteered because they really want to talk.
Gotcha.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
And of course, I either know them and they don't know that that's what they want. They want to get on the call with me so that they can talk. It's like, really? You want a therapy session or whatever it is for nothing. No. But in your case, that is not normally the case. You listen as much as you can, right? But not today. Today you have this concern that after how many years did you live with your wife? So after 55 years of having someone who listens to you, you are now living in silence, right? And nobody listens to you. And just like they say in the movie that I quote from called Shabby Dance, very good movie. That's one of the reasons it's so good, because it's so insightful. One of the main characters says, why did you get married? And she says, I wanted my life to be witnessed.
Yeah.
I don't remember if he says that or she says that or who says that, but if your life is not witnessed, you don't feel alive. You have a sense that you are alive and not in vain by whether your life is witnessed or not.
Right.
Okay? So that's what you're dealing with. Yep. You don't experience your life to be witnessed. You know, finding someone who is going to be willing to witness your life instead of doing what they want their life to be witnessed, okay,
mm-hmm.
is not going to be easy. Why? Why do you think that is?
Everybody wants different things. Everybody wants the same thing.
Everybody wants the same thing. Those people who had someone to witness their life, they probably still have, you know, longevity for people who are witnessed. Very interesting. I have this, I'm going to call her a friend, okay? Even though there are some elements missing for being a friend. But she lives like half a mile from me, downriver, downhill. and we go to the same exercise class. And I picked her with a totally selfish idea that maybe she could drive me. I feel a little embarrassed, okay? Maybe she could drive me to wherever I need to go because she still drives. She's 77. But she still drives. Most people in the exercise class don't. And so I courted her. I mean, I literally courted her, shamelessly, you know. And I don't feel bad about it because eventually it became real. You know, I am not your garden variety faker. I truly love the woman. Okay. She's sweet, without trying to, okay? Because she is sweet, but going to tell you to bug off, do something inappropriate. Anyway, so she is single. Husband died, and then there's this other dude, 92 years old, and. She drives him around. They come to exercise class. They do an awful lot of things together. And it is a prime example of both of them will live longer because there is someone who listens. You know? It may be that it's not worth living if nobody listens. So I can't tell because I have students, right?
Yeah.
And it's their job to listen. That's what they pay for. Right?
That's right.
So they think that it's worth listening if you paid for it, right? And therefore, and I managed to, here's an important bit. I managed to put a little bit about myself and my life into my emails. Okay, it was my birthday, blah, 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 I got sick, blah, blah, blah. And I have an experience of my life being witnessed, right?
Yeah.
It turned out that even my brother occasionally reads my articles on YouTube or whatever it is, Facebook. Mm-hmm. Because he came to the call and says, "Are you okay? Jesus, you scared me." No, I was dying, right? And he read the article, and then he went on vacation, and he didn't know when he came back if I was still around, right?
Yeah.
So that's why he called. Oh, maybe she's dead! No, I'm just being ugly. yeah. So I wanted to talk about the energy. Do you mind? So the energy is fantastic, but you have to. It's like most people think energy, boof, and you are done, right?
Yeah.
Boof! These energy practitioners, whatever they are, right, perpetuate that idea, right? You have a session with them out of which... A minute or two is energy transmission, right? Why don't they give you more? Any guess?
It's not necessary. It's just, I gave it all to you on that one shot.
Yeah, that's what everybody believes. But no, they get nothing. Even if you felt what you got, it's just nothing.
Really?
Yes, 'cause I'm learning it. I'm learning it now that I am having the headsets on, playing the audio about how many hours a day. I'm going to muscle this. How many hours a day? More than 60, more than 70. About 70 hours a week. Okay? A week. It's the daily average depends on how many people I had to talk to. When I talk to someone, I can't have two headsets on, right? So I can only have one headset, and that one headset plays their voice, not the audio. So, and it's doing work all that time. Now, the original comes from Gopal. And how long did he do energy? I already said. So now I'm testing if you heard me. You think you hear everything, right?
No, I don't think I hear everything.
All right, so I did say it earlier that he does 6 times 1 second burst.
In a 3-minute deal?
Yes, and you pay between $50 and $100 for it. Not a bad deal, right? Shit.
Well, I don't know.
Shit, right? No, it can't do anything. What can you... You can compress, okay? If I gave you a chisel, okay? And I told you, chisel off this old gravestone, right? With all the moss. How much would you be able to get done in 6 seconds?
Very small amount.
So how many... How long would you need the energy or the chisel?
Years.
Yeah, or not years, but a couple of months, right?
Right.
Well, that's how it is. So I have been using this energy for 2 weeks now. 2 weeks? More than 2 weeks. No, about 2 weeks. Okay? And it has done 30%. So 2 weeks per 70 hours, 140 fucking hours. Shall I repeat that?
It's been working out. You've been using it for 140 hours.
Yes.
Down through 30% of your body.
No, 30% of the gook.
30% of the gook may mean only 5% of your body then.
No, because it's not your body that it's working on. It's working on the gook.
Oh, okay. Which is all over your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all over my body. It gathers... it worked on my heart. It worked esophagus that was really scarred by the mites. It worked on my brain. You want to know how ready my brain is? I already have 160 IQ.
Wow.
I'm fucking believable, right?
Yeah.
It's like you would have fooled me. I don't feel it. I mean, how do you feel? But I can see on my activities, like, holy shit, I did that in that time?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, I'm confused.
Okay.
About something. This energy is working full time, 140 hours a week.
No, 70 hours a week.
Okay, 70 hours a week, 140 hours for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay, 70 hours a week. Now, you were talking about this guy gives these bursts for 1 second, 6 times a minute or 6 times in 3 minutes.
Yes.
And that's all that you get is that.
Yes.
So how do you get the energy to work?
Don't.
70 hours a week.
Well, I recorded 29 seconds, about 10 bursts of the energy, okay? And then I am looping it.
Oh, okay. I got you. Now I understand what you're actually saying. I was so confused.
No, if I had to renew the click and click, I wouldn't get anything done. But I am working. And I am really unconscious that the energy is going.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to sleep, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how it works, and I am giving myself every minute, about 10 times more than what people pay $100 for.
Yeah. That is tremendous.
Exactly. But I'm doing the same thing with everything. So, for instance, if you download the Heaven on Earth once, Heaven on Earth, how many of the 41 blockages do you think it gets to?
All of them?
No, one. The one that's closest to the top. So on the Heaven on Earth recording, it's looped. So one after the other after the other, it will get to all of them. But it has to be looped because it can't get until it unlocks one block and it dies in it. It's just like a, I don't know what bug dies when it stings you. I think it's a bee, right? They sting you and they die into it. So yeah, it's not. It's whatever people sell as energy treatment is not. You would die if you had to transmit on through yourself that much energy. It would leave you dead.
Yeah. Your body couldn't stand it.
I could do 29 seconds, okay? Mm-hmm. Barely. And I'm very practiced. I do it every day. It almost killed me. You can even hear that by about the second blow, I am so dehydrated that you can hear that my mouth is clicking because it's dried out. So I did 29 freaking seconds. I am very proud of myself. I mean, you get that, right?
Yeah, I'm proud of you too.
But that's not the point. The point is that what people are selling you cannot work because it's too strong. It's not like even if light. Okay, so let's consider that lightning doesn't kill; it heals. How many lightnings would you need for something to be healed? Not one. Many. Nothing gets healed but boo. I mean, other than in religion, right? In religion, boo. But in reality, that's not how it works. But in the physical reality where we live, do you live in boo reality? No, nobody does. It's not possible to live there, okay?
Right.
It's a different dimension. You either live there and can't come back, or you live here, and then you are going to live according to the laws of this reality.
Yeah.
And if they live in another reality, they may see us Okay? But we can't see them. So the test is, do you see me? Oh, then I'm in 3D. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. There may be other dimensions, okay? I'm not arguing that there are or there aren't. I don't care. I am not concerned with those. Why? Why should I be concerned with other dimensions? The people who are selling the snake oil, okay, must live in Lisbon because I hear you. I see you. You're bullshitting yourself. Do you think they believe their own bullshit?
Probably not.
Of course they do. I mean, some. How can I tell, right?
Yeah.
There is an energy or a certain feeling that's called remorse or
yeah.
Guru remorse. Or I forgot what it's called. It has a name, but I forgot. My brain is really available, but the verbal part hasn't been cleaned. Jeez. Do you know how I know? I'm really struggling with getting the words.
Yeah.
Never struggled before, but that's not the part. I know where it is, okay? And it stopped about the line of where... my headset thing is, the band, and it's right next to it, behind, up after. So you stopped at the wrong place. I make my living talking, right? It's like, holy shit.
But your belly ache and it'll get to it.
Yeah, but first, yesterday, all day, it was working on my esophagus. Holy shit, that hurt so bad. Oh, God. It was like raw. And then it said, for now I'm done. Try drinking less coffee. That was the message. She says, as long as you drink coffee, it's going to get raw again. Really? Drink coffee. Yeah, you can't drink coffee, so that's what you call belly aching, right?
Yeah,
so I'm belly aching about coffee, but I got the message. So today I had one cup, and I won't have more. All right, okay, so coffee is Burke's counter, and you are going to have to work another week because I am drinking coffee. Yeah, I'm not going to drink coffee. But I asked, am I ever going to be able to drink coffee again? And what do you think?
Yeah.
Yes. Once it healed. Now, why isn't it healed? I'm asking you.
Hasn't had time to heal.
Exactly. So that's the most important thing, is that in the physical reality, things take time. So all the people who believe in instant anything are not educated in reality. They live in some la-la land. That the physical laws of reality don't apply in la-la land, okay? No, in la-la land they don't.
They don't?
No.
We're not there.
Exactly. You want to go to la-la land? I'll be my guest.
I'll buy you a ticket.
Yeah, but you have to die for it, okay? Or can't come back. This is the interesting thing. You can't come back. You go
right.
to La La Land, you can't come back. I don't know if you die. Maybe you don't, right?
Right.
But you can't come back. That's scary, right? It's like if you really want to go to La La Land, you can. And you're stuck there. Let me think. I want to stay here. And live according to the laws, the physical laws of this land. Not the Lala. Lily. This is the little land, not the la la land. Well, that was so stupid, right? It's like, okay, who are you kidding? That wasn't funny. Okay, I wasn't funny. Okay, so I live. Right? It's like, okay, who said I have to be funny? I didn't. You said? So, okay. So, your word is the law here? Probably not, right? Yeah, that is actually an interesting take on reality, right? People talk as if their word were the law here. Don't they? They say, this kind of person is human, that kind of person is subhuman. Yeah, really? Your word is the lawyer? I mean, especially living in Mississippi, right?
Yep.
It's an everyday thing. I mean, the whole culture is that some people are human and some people are not, right?
I thought everybody knew that.
It's not even a no. This is actually really important. It's more important to know. I mean, it's probably confronting, right? But if you can get that you said so. Can you get that? I really don't know if you can get that. Can you get that you said that?
I know that I said that, yeah.
But do you know that it is true for you because you said that? Now, it is possible that you just repeat what you have heard, but you still said that, right?
Yeah.
Because in certain communities where people grow up, other people say that, but they don't repeat it because it didn't land as the truth. It landed as someone's opinion. It didn't land as your opinion, right? It landed as the truth. You want to look? Because I really am not you, and I can't read minds. I mean, I can do a lot of things, can't read minds. And it's a mind thing. I hear the puzzlement, because that is an emotion. But I can't tell if that means that you didn't know it or you did know it. But did you know it? I can hear it. Probably not, right? So it did land for you. Now, how many, that's one of the things I measure, by the way, is how much of it's called tree of knowledge, right? How much you are indoctrinated into tree of knowledge. That is not exactly the wording, but I don't remember how I worded it in the starting point measurement. So what do you think yours is?
80.
80%? All right, so let's see. How much you I'm going to check how it says exactly, because it is an important way to say it. Praise express. No, I'm doing it wrong. Okay, edit phrases. Combo. All right. Tree of knowledge. Well, one question is to what degree you honor your emotions as reality. Okay? Here it is. How enslaved are you to the tree of knowledge? What percentage of your life is run by memes and untruths? Okay, that's the question, right? And you said it's about 80%. And you are very generous because most people can't see that they have any. So can you see that you do?
Really, I can't see that I do, but I can imagine that they're there.
Imagine it because I am relating to you in a certain way?
Probably.
All right, so you have some mirror that shows some distortion, and you are not sure if it's mine or yours, right?
Right.
All right, so let's see. More than 10, more than 20, more than 30, more than 40, more than 50, more than 60, more than 70, more than 80, more than 90, more than 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 93, 97, 98, 99. Okay? So now when it's more than 99, right? Which means 100%. I don't tell people that, okay? Because they would completely go berserk on me. So there's nothing that you didn't learn from other people.
There's nothing that I've learned from other people.
That you didn't learn. So
everything that I've learned, I learned it from other people.
Correct. Which means you none of the things that you consider true are in opposition to your culture, to your environment, to what you have read, and none of it is your own. I see how it is. You learned it. Nothing wrong, but that's just how it is, okay?
Well, what you're saying is there's nothing I have not experienced anything. It's all...
What I am saying is that even your experience is directed by what you know.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
I don't understand what you're asking.
Is that a good thing, or is that something that I should be concerned about?
You should be concerned about it. And it also answers why you are not able to change your mind, given our conversations. Because almost everything... So whatever I say and agrees with what you learn, why should you learn from it, right? I already knew that, right? And if I say something that's counter, you totally discount it. Nothing wrong with it, by the way. If I talk to someone who totally has the same exact, like I would talk to myself, it would be not worthwhile for me. Because most of the things that I can see while we talk, I can see because they get knocked into you because what I am saying doesn't go through. And that's one of the reasons why you are the perfect echo, because you do not agree with hardly anything that I say. And therefore you completely and unaltered, you reflect it. So I can hear what I said. How many percentage of my students are from places where people have a completely different worldview than mine? judging from how clear their echo is. I'm looking if I am looking at the right place. The Far East, like Singapore. To what degree could she echo? More than 10%? Less than 10. How many percent in Serbia? 7%. Poland, Catholic country, right? More than 10, less than 10, less than 9, less than 8, less than 7, 6, 5, 4, 3%. California, more than 10, less than 10%. New York State, more than 10, more than 20, more than 30. Okay? Hungary, more than 10, less than 10, less than 9, less than 8, less than 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1%. So you see that that the world and the what's common knowledge, right, is has very little overlap with what our reality is. Is it arrogant of me to say that I represent reality? What do you think?
If it's just a yes or no, I would say that it's probably 25%.
All right, so the answer is it's 100% no. Now, why? I may say something, but I muscle tested and I say, oh, no, that wasn't true. Okay? So my job, everything I do, okay, I read books for that, I watch videos for that, I muscle test for that, I do everything for that, okay? I go to exercise class for that, not for the exercise. I pay attention not to the exercise. I pay attention to the people there. Did you know that? Because my job is to be completely 100% with reality, digging deeper into reality so that I can actually represent reality. How it is. And then from there, attempting to alter some aberrations or distortions that come from unreality. So one of the things that is new, right, is why is humanity the way it is, right? Why are they behaving like complete buttholes, cutting the branch under their feet? Why would they do that? I mean, that's very asshole-ish.
Right.
And they do, right?
Yeah.
They elect an absolute imbecile for president. Why would they do that? Why? Does it make sense? Not to me. The whole idea, or it's, I think it's a joke, but it's not really. It's just showing it in a story. What people are doing is that we are in a boat, and I am drilling a hole in the bottom of the boat, right?
Yeah.
And the other person says, "What are you doing?" He says, "What are you concerned? This is on my side." Yeah, but that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
They cannot see. Cannot see. They think, if I am winning, okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
If I am right, that's a good thing. Well, who is it a good thing for? Not even for you.
Yeah.
That's your president. Absolute. Asshole. With the IQ of an imbecile, by the way. So I'm starting to see, accidentally, right? It is because I read so much. You know, I read like 200 books a year. Maybe more? Did you know that?
I knew it was up there.
Yeah, I mean, for about 5 months or 6 months, I read one book a day. And I don't read fast. I read slow because I'm dyslexic. And I don't skip. I read every word. And I look up every word and I'm not 100% sure what it means. Okay, so I don't read fast. And I only read stuff that sources read it. And sometimes I find out why I was supposed to read it 5 pages in, and I say, okay, is that what you want me to read? And the answer was yes, and so says I can stop. Now, I won't say if I read 5% of a book that I read it, right?
Yeah.
This is not for Fisher, right? Oh, I read that. No, you didn't read that, but you found what you needed. So what am I trying to say? Is that one of these discoveries came from one of this near future science fiction, right? The predatory genes. Now, the book was wrong, okay? Because there are at least 10 predatory genes instead of what the book said, 8. No, the book said 8 from science, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, science is... We know science is limited, right? So I have found people with 10 fucking predatory genes.
Wow,
right?
Yeah.
Because I have never done anything that produced such dramatic results as adjusting the predatory genes. Never. Done anything like that. Which means it's predatory genes that keep us in the animal world. Yeah, but you see, animals are not stupid. A human with animal genes is. Like a lion would not bore a hole into the boat thinking that why do you concern yourself?
Yeah.
But a human really, really is that stupid.
Yeah.
So when I ask Source to adjust it, right, I don't do it. I don't know what Source is doing. I just say, adjust. Okay. It's like switches, okay? So if there are 10 switches next to each other, and let's say 8 are lit, then Source knows which 5 to dim. I don't. I don't even know what a gene is, right? I mean, it's so small, I can't see it. And guess what? Geneticists can't see it either. It's just letters. What does it mean? Yeah, I don't know. They don't either. And they have to experiment for years before they figure something out. I don't have to experiment. I change it. Woo! No experiment is needed. Well, I mean, it's an experiment, really, but I almost see instant results. Anyway, so it's amazing what and to what degree people change. And if they don't, and that's what I'm working on now, some people don't, okay? So I was led to an article that talks about the different forms of narcissism. And it seems, for now, because what do I know, right? Hold on a second, let me just smell something. The whole house smells like it's damp and it's rotting somewhere, but I don't know what is rotting and where. So I'm going to have to do some digging because I have no idea what's going on. But I don't like the smell, right?
Mildew.
Yes. So anyway, so and I am on the third floor, right? So it's from Dave's roof. Anyway, so narcissism. So narcissism is really one thing is that they are in love with themselves, right? But maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it means that they are cut off from others. So it's narcissist who would bore a hole. See that, right? They can't see the other person's point of view. They can't. It's not that they don't give a shit. Well, they don't, but they don't give a shit to what? They don't even know about it. So my current theory is that the people who aren't moving in my classes, just quickly, am I boring you?
No.
You sure? Every time you clear your throat, I am concerned that I'm boring you. All right, so here it is. 8:28. All right, so Rhonda, is she a narcissist? Halfway. Sandra, is she a narcissist? Yes. Matt is a narcissist? Yes. Nico is a narcissist? Yes. Trish is a narcissist? Yes. Ben is a narcissist? Halfway. Suzanne is a narcissist? No. William, no. Kava, no. Mira, no. Okay, so these were the 10 advanced students I have. And the ones that said yes are still on page 1 of the course. There are others all moved. It's like, right?
Yeah.
So, what the fuck, right? So I was just starting this inquiry as it got 9 o'clock, because one of the things I'm going to need to discuss with Source is there anything I can do about it? Or I should just say, well, I'm going to keep you for a small group and you can eat each other. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think Source is going to have some solution. Let me ask you, am I on this right? Yeah, my aunt is right.
Right.
What?
All right.
Well, no, I mean, it's like unbelievable how much I have to work for so little money, right? But I'm not doing it. I want the money, but I'm not doing it for the money. If I did it for the money, I would charge more, right?
Yeah.
So are you a narcissist? What do you think?
Probably.
Why would you think that?
I have no idea.
Are you sure? I mean, I just explained with narcissists how I recognize this narcissist. Well, how much did you move in the, I don't know how many years we have been talking? 12, right? 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's 12 years, right?
Right. 2%.
It's not percent that I am measuring, I have pages. I mean, it's also. But, you see, getting a little bit from every page is not what I'm measuring. Because it's not coherent, right?
Right.
So are you on page one or are you on page two? What do you think?
Page one.
Yeah. So, if that's the criteria, then you are a narcissist. So the theory... of the article that I read this morning, just before I came to the call, is that they cannot face something about themselves. So instead they blame something outside of themselves. But it is something about themselves that is at the root of their... see, one of the things that people think that narcissists are happy, would you think that? I'm a narcissist, son of a bitch, and I'm happy. No. No, they're not narcissists because they are happy. A happy person is not a narcissist. A happy person lives fully in the world, give and take, and they're happy with themselves. Is a narcissist happy with themselves? Are you happy with yourself?
Yeah.
You just lied.
Okay.
Are you happy with yourself? If you look at your life, do you say, I've lived a good life, I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, and I'm proud of myself?
No.
So don't lie. It doesn't help anyone.
In other words, what you just said was that I had to do all those things for me to be happy.
With yourself. I didn't say happy. There's no such a thing, by the way, happy. Happy is a momentary thing, okay? There is joy, and it's lasting, okay? But happy is like a moment. It's like a glee. Glee and happy is almost synonymous. Hee, hee, hee. That's not happy. That's hee, 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 right? I am definitely not happy. But I have a lot of joy.
Gotcha.
So no, but happy with yourself, it means like I am, I like how I did.
Yeah.
I did.
With how things have turned out so far.
No, I'm satisfied with myself, not how things turned out. I did well. Did you do well? You fucking didn't. You did pitifully, right? No, yeah, I mean, Do you think I'm happy with myself?
Nope.
I'm a little happier than I used to be, right?
Yeah.
But not really. I mean, I am 72 years old, and finally I got to a place where I actually can say, yeah, I'm doing something worth doing.
That's true.
So, okay, 72 wasted years, right?
No, I wouldn't say it was wasted.
Nah.
A lot of experiments.
I mean, if you really look, it's like one of the things that I was discussing with myself yesterday. I had conversations, not schizophrenic, but conversations. It's like if I were someone who follows me, I would say, I'm not going to take health advice from you, Missy. You almost killed yourself. I did, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have been having this energy running through my ears for 2 weeks straight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are now at, 30%?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just measure what's my health number. More than 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. Okay, you're 70%. At where you or someone would be at your age. Ah, I must be much more. Why? Because you can walk. Yeah, but you are going to die before I will. Or you are 10% of your. I have an enlarged heart. You know, an enlarged heart means not good, right?
Normally, that's what it means.
That's what it means for everybody. No. That's what it means. It is enlarged as a result of some fever, right?
Yeah.
That didn't kill you. But it means, so imagine a balloon, okay? A balloon that it's tight, and if you squeeze it, and you attach a little pipe to it, then a lot of the air will go through, right?
Yeah.
To the pipe. If you have a half full balloon, right? Same amount of air in it. It's just the fucking balloon is bigger. And you squeeze it. You have to squeeze it a lot before any air goes out.
Yeah.
That's my heart. So Source corrected it. It fixed the hole. I had a hole before. So now it's fixed.
Now hole there.
No hole. The hole is fixed.
I mean, the air is holding. It doesn't leak out now.
No, it wasn't air. It was. Well, there are chambers in the heart. Okay. Why? Because you wouldn't be able to squeeze. If you squeeze the whole heart, it would not be able to get the used air, right? Or used blood. So on one side, used blood comes in, and on the other side, new blood goes out. And they can't be squeezed at the same time. Because then nothing would be able to come in, right? So there would be no pumping. So
in, it can't go out.
Exactly. So one side squeezes, the other one expands. And that's how it works. The pump. And between the two there is a flap. A valve, okay? That allows the blood goes only from one direction. So if there is a hole, either in the flap or it doesn't close right or in the wall, then it always mixes, right? And no matter which side squeezes, there is communication between the parts, and there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be. So they listen to the heart, and if they hear a noise between the beats, that's called heart murmur. And heart murmur means that that between the two chambers there's a leak. The forced blood is going back and forth. So I had that. And now I don't. That was the first thing that happened. When I realized that I'm dying, I asked for that. And then when it was fixed, I was still dying. And I said, oh, okay, what's going on? Right? I was hurting like hell. Oh, my God. They say the heart doesn't hurt. It does. It hurts. And that's when I asked for cleaning, or found out that the arteries that go into my heart are 80% clogged. It's like, okay. So the heart was starved for blood. Not just the rest of my body, but the heart itself.
Yeah.
Was trying to squeeze, but the blood wouldn't go through, so it hurt. And that's when I went to, I said, do I have anything that would help? That's what I asked. Do I have is there anything I can do? And the answer was yes. Do I have anything that would work? And I was saying yes. So is it a chemical? I had no idea, right? Is it a chemical? Is it some food? Is it some exercise? It's like, oh, prayer, right? Directed me to the energy, and then it directed me to cayenne pepper, and then it directed me to hawthorn berries, and I had it all, right?
Yeah.
And what do you think the energies did? Do you think they started to clean the, I'm sorry, the first thing that it directed me to was the sesame oil.
Yeah. Get everything greased up.
No, not greased up. It wouldn't help. No, sesame oil is an emollient, emulsifier, okay? And it works both as a fat and a liquid. And it actually starts penetrating and softening the plaque everywhere. So slowly, not blasting it, but softening it. So it was softening the plaque for, how long did it soften before source started to remove it? More than a week? More than 10 days? About 10 days. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. How much of that did you take?
About what?
A spoonful a day.
So far about a liter. About 2 ounces a day. So what do you think my arteries are now around the heart? 90%. 10% black.
So do you continue taking that stuff now?
Yeah. Not as much. Not as much. That's, see, what is around the heart is what is around the heart. But if I still can't walk because it hurts,
yeah,
then life isn't worth a lot.
Right.
So I am still doing this because my calf, especially the left one, with the broken something, vein, it's still hurting. And when I ask, it hasn't been cleaned. So yesterday I asked, and it may depend on what what I eat, right? But it says that I need 10 more days of, or about another 100 hours.
That's not bad.
100 hours of treatment, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. No, no, I don't think it's bad. There's nothing wrong. I mean, one sigh, well, other than I got a lot smarter. It's like amazing smarter, okay? One of the things that is my hair is turning color. Even already gray hair is turning black. Not in my pubic, or to there, I can't see it. On my head. I checked. You needed to know that, right?
Yeah.
Well, because that would be proof positive, right?
Right.
But not there yet.
Well, I think it has something to do with the hair that grows, doesn't it? I mean, it doesn't just change the color of hair that's already grown.
It seems that it has. Okay? No, because I have only been doing this whole thing for about a month now, right?
Yeah.
More than a month? A little bit more than a month. Okay, maybe 5 weeks. 5 weeks? Yes,
well,
about 5 weeks.
It's probably grown half an inch
in a month? I don't know. No idea.
I have
no idea how fast my hair grows. But I went to the hairdresser, I think, just before. And it cut my hair for half an inch. Ah, I have a crew cut. No, it's very, comfortable. Crew cut.
Why don't you cut your own hair?
Why would I want to cut my own hair? And why? How would it look if I cut my own hair? When I used to cut my own hair, okay, but I had it longer. You know, I can do it, but you have to hold your arms up for an hour. You know, I just pay $15 and they do it. She does. She's a good girl. Her name is Gracie.
Gracie?
Yeah. Isn't that a great name?
Yeah. Any name that I can pronounce is a great name.
What can't you pronounce?
Some of these little girls now that coming into the school system.
Black girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not real. They're fancy names. they want to advertise. I'm black.
Yeah.
Don't take me to your school. Don't go out with me. That's what they're doing. It doesn't make any sense. Does it make sense to you?
No.
But why the fuck would you do that? You stupid or something?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they are or not, but they're not really smart.
Well, that's one of the signs of stupid, okay? You want to You want to be treated as equal, but you are going to proudly announce that you're not.
Right, yeah. Put all these signs up in front of you that says, I'm not.
I'm not. I'm not. I am going to have a name that you can't pronounce, and I am going Tanisha. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're Tanisha, no admittance to my classes because you're stupid. How do I know you're stupid? Because your mother was stupid, and it's genetic.
Yeah.
But are they really stupid?
No.
Not. See, that's one of the things. See, there is brain size, right? That would determine whether you are stupid or not. But then there is what you do with it.
Right.
And what you do with it is a lot more important than your brain size. So if you can't understand that you are screwing your children by giving them black names, then you're stupid, right?
That's right. I don't understand it.
Yeah, me neither. And they don't. You explain it to them and they don't understand.
They think it's a cultural thing among blacks.
Well, it's cultural, as in we are less than you,
yeah.
But we should be equal. No, equal has other signs too. Like you understand the culture that you grow up in. Anyway, oh, poor people. Yeah. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for taking control over your anxiety, because by now you are listening well.
Good.
Took a little while, right?
Yeah.
But thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks.
Talk later.
Okay, bye.